What is most important in your life? What is a priority in your life? Children, should I ask you first? Children, come on up, come on up. Come on, we'll start over here. Children, I want to know what's important in your life. Over there, any children over there? You're all old over there. Okay, come on up, come on up. I saw a little boy over there. How come he's not coming? Come on up. Come over here first. Now, I'm going to show you some things, about eight things. I want to know if they're important in your life. Maybe a little important or not important or real important. All right? Are you ready? Come on up. Here's a eye device. TV, movies, video games. Is this important in your life? I have a no. I have a bunch of no's. Okay, come on up. We're going to come over here now. Come over here. Now, let's take a look. Come on up, come on up. How about food? More important in your life? The most important? Most important? More important than video games and TV and movies? Okay, food. Now, where's next here? We're going to come over here to this wonderful music. Now, what do you think about music? Music. Songs and playing instruments and listening to instruments. I was going to have them stand around and put their hand on the piano, but I'm afraid I have an accident. What about music? Important in your life? Kind of important? Not at all important. Well, we'll think about that. It's important to me in our sacred liturgy. It lifts our hearts up to the Lord like nothing else can. What do you think, musicians? Okay, come back here. I gave a quiz a year or two ago of where's the image of Mary in our sanctuary. Here it is. Nope, I gave my quiz away. Who is this? Mary. This, see how sad Mary is? This is the fourth station when poor Mary sees Jesus getting crucified. Is Mary important to you? Mm-hmm. Yes, important. I just noticed just today, see these kind of clouds going up? I wonder if that represents Mary's sad, sad sorrow prayers to the Heavenly Father. You artists, would you let me know if you have a similar interpretation? Okay, over this way. Mary's important. Pretty important. Now, let's see. Let's stand right here. And you might not be able to see your family from here, but just pretend here's your family members. Your brothers and sisters, mom and dad, aunts and uncles, grandma and grandpa, great-grandma, great-grandpa. Do we have any great-greats out there? Family? Family pretty important to you? I would say real important. Okay, family. Come on up here. Got just a couple to go. Three more to go. Come on up this ramp. Now, what do you hear from here when people do readings here? Where's that from? They speak in the microphone. And what are they reading? The newspaper? A book. What book? The Bible. Very good. And we have a children's Bible, children's stories, and Book of Saints. So how about the Bible and the Word of God? Pretty important. Do you have that one? Pretty important, isn't it? Would you say? Very important. Okay, two more. Come, come, come. This is your chance. Do you want to join us, little one? You want to come? Come, come, come. Okay, now tell me about this. Is this important to you? Who is this?
Jesus.
And what is Jesus doing?
He's been hanged up on the cross.
Hanged up on the cross. Why? He wanted to die for us. We've got a good catechism from this girl's parents. Salvation. That's pretty important, isn't it? Salvation. Okay, one more. What's important in our lives? What's important? You want to do the last one? What's important? Okay, come on back up here. Watch out for these spikes. Has anybody been impaled yet? It's a beautiful art form, but my old science teacher in me gets a little nervous. Safety, safety. What's about to happen? Let's touch the altar, soft. Tell me, what's going to happen here in a few minutes?
There's going to be some cups.
Some cups and some plates. And I'm going to say a few words. And Jesus is going to be made present right here. His body and blood, soul and divinity, the bread of life, the cup of eternal salvation, the Holy Eucharist. Who's received First Communion? Who's getting ready for First Communion this year? Who's in second grade? Anybody in second grade? Wow, that's an extraordinary gift. That's pretty important too, isn't it? It's our life. Okay. Thank you, children. You can go back to your families. What is important? What is important? We hear in the first reading from the book of Joshua, "If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve." Joshua answered his own question, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." And after a time, the people answered him, "The Lord has blessed us in so many ways. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." We must each choose what is important in our lives. We must each choose our priorities. What is most important to us? A couple of examples for you to consider in today's world. We worry about a lion in Zimbabwe and prairie chickens in Kansas, while we taxpayers give Planned Parenthood $500 million each year as they sell the organs of unborn girls and boys and provide hundreds of thousands of deadly abortions. When will we as a society realize that our little human brothers and sisters in the womb and their moms are more important than animals? Another example, defense contractor Raytheon has recently received nearly $1 billion in new government contracts. While we struggle to provide Medicaid funding to our working poor, when will we realize that our struggling sisters and brothers are more important than weapons? A third example, the Civil Rights Act was passed over 50 years ago, yet we still have distressed race relationships in our country and around the world. When will we realize that those who are different from us are our brothers and sisters? Nothing wrong with treating animals with respect. We have a long tradition of self-defense of ourselves and the innocent who need protection from aggressors. Yet, why the massive press coverage for the senseless shooting of a lion when the killing of more than 600,000 unborn babies in the United States so far this year barely warrants a single headline? It's time to write our senators and representatives to defund Planned Parenthood now. Animals, weapons, prejudice. Are these the most important for us? What should our priorities be? In our Gospel of St. John, today, in the last few weeks, we heard from chapter 6, the Eucharistic discourse, the bread of life. When Jesus taught his closest students, his closest disciples, about his Eucharist, how it would bring them eternal life, they must eat the body and blood of Jesus. Many left. It was too hard for them. It was not their priority. It was not important to them. Jesus turns to you and me today. Do you also want to leave? Let us answer like St. Peter, today and every day. Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. You are the Holy One of God. How do we develop these right priorities, not the false priorities in society? We heard a wonderful talk from Graciela de Roba about the virtues to help us develop those proper priorities, the proper mission in our life at our stewardship conference today. And wonderful talks about prayer. David and Noel, a beautiful talk of prayer. Many others, great messages from our presenters today. Just a few ideas. How we put things in priority in our lives and push away those false priorities. To pray daily as a family. To read a Bible verse, passing on our faith to our children. To join together more strongly as husband and wife. The beautiful passage from St. Paul today as well, from Ephesians. Husband to be to his wife as Christ is to the church. The wife to be to her husband as the church is to Christ. To say a meal prayer, to pray before bedtime, to pray the rosary, to spend time in silent encounter with our loving God, really deep on the inside, not just superficial, not just rote. To celebrate Holy Mass each weekend right here in our parish family. How do we reset our priorities if we're off track? To listen to one another each day, to really listen. To unplug from technology and play together. To get to know someone who is different from you. For example, to research your immigration roots. What languages did your 8 great-grandparents speak? If you're younger, what languages did your 16 great-great-grandparents speak? To let go of things, things, things. To simplify. To recycle. Our stewardship day focused on that grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares those gifts in love of God and neighbor. To be grateful, to show compassion, to be patient. We hear from Pope Francis 3 more tremendous verbs to put in our lives: to encounter, to invite, and to accompany. Encounter, to be with others, to invite them, particularly to the Eucharist, to accompany, to walk with them on their journey, to share, to serve, to love. Let us reprioritize and put Jesus Christ first in our lives and go from there. The children gave us great wisdom in our homily. Let us trust in the Lord our God for help. Our Savior loves preborn children and their moms, the poor, and all his children, including you, more than you can ask or imagine.